Saskatchewan Agriculture reports some areas of the province received welcome rainfall over the past week, but many regions are hoping for additional moisture to support crop development, reduce crop stress, and sustain topsoil moisture. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks Conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
Saskatchewan Agriculture released its weekly crop report yesterday for the period from July 8th to 14th. Kim Stonehouse, a crops extension specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture, says at this point, most crops are at the normal stages of development for this time of year.
Some areas that hadn't received rainfall in a while got some well-needed rainfall, and that will be a benefit to most crops, but some will have come too late to benefit some of the crops. The conditions range throughout the province considerably. Cropland topsoil moisture is currently at 60% adequate, 32% short, and 8% very short. Hayland topsoil moisture for the province is reported at 45% adequate, 40% short, and 15% very short. And pasture topsoil moisture averages 43% adequate, 37% short, and 20% very short. Producers in the southwest, of course, and some in the northwest are reporting moderate to severe crop damage due to lack of moisture. Minor to moderate crop damage due to dry conditions, heat, and wind is being reported in many other areas as well. Additional crop damage for this past week is mainly due to gophers and grasshoppers.
Stonehouse says there are disease issues being reported in some areas, and fungicides are being applied to suppress these diseases and to reduce disease development. He says over the coming weeks, producers will be busy finishing up their fungicide spraying and haying operations and starting to get equipment ready for harvest. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.